Sports Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Got some breaking news on a national basis about Huntsville, Alabama, so we'll get to that here in just 1 minute. Hey, let me tell you, too, by the way, if you find yourself getting outside of the overly broad range of our AM-FM capability, I just want to remind you it does not matter because all you got to do is go to rightsideradio.org. Rightsideradio.org, that's our website. All our stuff's on there, not the least of which is the fact there's a little button on there that says Listen Live. Click on that and listen. I always say, no matter where you is, there we is. That's why we have callers from like all over the place. That's why our podcast is being picked up in multiple states. Hello to California, by the way, our second biggest download group. Lots of stuff on there. Speaking of podcasts, all of that is on there. The podcasts that we do every day are segments of the show. Copper gets them kind of carved up into manageable pieces. Birdman uploads them into every form of podcasting known to man and puts them out there on the website so you can get to them. So it doesn't matter whether you're an Apple or a Podbean or an Amazon or whatever other form of podcasting you use, there's our stuff, and there's like 47,500 and some odd people that have been downloading the podcast, so that's just huge. Lots of things that are happening on that website, but just want you to know, this show exists because of y'all. And I say it all the time. I mean this with all my heart. It is an honor to have this platform. I was down in Montgomery this morning telling somebody about the show and just still blown away by this. How did this happen? If you had asked me 2 years ago, was I going to be talking into a microphone every day? I just laughed. No one wants to be a part of that. No one wants to listen to that. Anyway, here we are having the best time, but it's because of this audience. And we're going to spend every single afternoon, by the way. The goal is that we always find ourselves doing what I keep calling the four E's, that we will empower and enlighten and entertain and educate you at all times so that you can go out and have those water cooler conversations. And you can also enjoy the 3 hours that we spend doing this. And oh, by the way, it's worth talking about later because, you know, it's an experience that you enjoyed too. And yeah, telling us, reminding us what it means to be a conservative in today's world. And oh, by the way, remember this, Charlene says it all the time, there's more of us than there are of them, so yeah. So rightsideradio.org is the website, all our stuff's on there, and the show is rocking because of y'all. Do I want to do this breaking news right now or wait? I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to hold this till after the break because I want to spend a minute or two on it. I don't want to carve it up. So yes, there is some breaking news about Huntsville, Alabama on a national site right now, but I will just wait. Oh, Copper, you saw it too? Just good
I did.
Stuff, huh? Yeah, it's pretty impressive, actually. Makes that whole thing about Space Force, you know, Space Command look like, okay, what were you arguing about in the first place? But we'll talk about that when we get back. Hey, coming up, too, at the top of the hour, Ray Mellick, the chief editor from 1819 News, will be on with us. New report came out in their website sort of summarizing where we are in the U.S. Senate race. All the money being poured into Katie Britt's race, is that going to carry her through? What about Mike Durant? Is he in second or third place right now? Who knows? And then there's Mo Brooks, who used to lead the race constantly until he lost the Trump endorsement, but it seems that that is not really hurting him much anymore. He appears to be on a bounce back. So I suspect there's going to be a runoff regardless in that race. We will see where that goes. The next one that's there on the statewide race, though, is, of course, governor. Depends on which poll you look at. One day she's at 51%, the next day she's at 41%, Governor Ivey. I don't know. We'll see. But the fact that she has as many years as she does and that she is the incumbent governor and that she has been holding the office now for really 6 years, not just four, and she still drew that many primary opponents, that's troublesome. That is not Shangri-La right there in politics world. That says that something hadn't been going right. The other thing that I just heard this morning, I heard a poll. Somebody told me, I haven't seen it yet. I'm waiting to see it. This individual who I believe would be accurate told me that he saw a poll that says for Alabama Secretary of State, he saw a poll saying Jim Ziegler is ahead of Judge Wes Allen. Huh. That's interesting. We'll see if Ray Mellick knows anything about it. All right, folks, listen. Coming back with more plus some breaking news. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, let me just jump over to some breaking news. This is kind of cool. This story popped up just in the last few hours on FoxNews.com, national news, obviously. The best place to live in the United States, according to the U.S. News and World Report annual study, Huntsville, Alabama. We need a drum roll, Copper. Do you have a drum roll? We should have done that.
Oh.
Well, can you play a whoop-whoop? Can we do a whoop-whoop?
Yes, I can.
All right, then you get ready. You tell me when. I'm going to say it again. And when I say the name, you just play it. You ready?
Yep.
All right. The number one place in the nation to live, according to U.S. News and World Report's annual best places to live, is Huntsville, Alabama.
Woo-woo!
Nice.
That's pretty cool, though. I mean, so, yeah. Yeah, what's funny is they beat out Aurora, Colorado. Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, nice.
It was Colorado that was vying to be the headquarters of Space Command and believed that there had been some kind of undue influence and that, you know, they had to have an IG inspection of the whole selection process, which came back and said, no. I think this is last week, as a matter of fact. The IG inspection came back and said, no, we don't see any issues with the selection process. Well, how do you like us now, Colorado? Congratulations to Mayor Tommy Battle and all the leadership of the city of Huntsville for your work. It says here that the variety of things that were considered that caused the ranking to be number one. Number one, a high score for housing affordability, quality of life, clean air quality. I'm sure there were more things. I'm trying to find the list. See if I can actually get all the stuff. Nonetheless, there was a comprehensive list. It was a nationwide study. The others on the list here, we have places like Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Sarasota, Florida. So yeah, very cool. And congratulations, Huntsville. Well-earned. A place near and dear to my heart. The centerpiece of this entire listening area, and now the largest city in the state of Alabama, and hopefully very soon the home of Space Command, listed number one in the nation for where to live. That's good stuff. That's just good stuff.
Yeah.
So, Copper, you've lived here how long?
3 years. 3.5, I guess.
3.5. Okay. Yeah. In your opinion, let me ask you this, because there's a tendency. I mean, you got to meet people, obviously, but there's a tendency for some communities to be exclusive, like, you're not from here, you know. Have you ever felt like Huntsville had that attitude when you moved here?
Not a single time.
See, that's good. That's good. It might change if you ran for office, because that's kind of one of the things that the people do sometimes. But,
yeah.
But no, that's good. And I think that's the case. I think Huntsville is so, the military community makes that a thing because people come and go all the time because of Redstone Arsenal and because of the industry out there at the research park and all. So I think this community is used to folks that come and go. It has a very open and welcoming atmosphere and lots of great amenities. So congratulations, Huntsville. That's good stuff. All right, number one on the Triple Dipper. Let me move to that. So number one of the Triple Dipper, I'm calling it Smelling the Political Barn. In case you did not know, I believe we've already passed the date now to be able to register for Copper. While I'm talking, go ahead and Google real quick Alabama deadline to register to vote see if we passed it. I think it was on the 9th of this month. I don't want to say the wrong thing. That's a big, big deal, especially after yesterday's monologue when I talked about the right to vote. But a lot of things are happening. The U.S. Senate race is drawing a lot of attention right now because, and I've told you multiple times, as the polls, was I correct? May the 9th?
Yes,
okay,
correct.
I was. All right. So if you have not already registered to vote for this primary, you're too late to be able to vote next Tuesday. However, go ahead and do it because I guarantee you there's going to be a runoff in multiple elections. in June, and you want to go ahead and get your name in the hat to be able to vote for that one. So yes, don't not go vote because you've passed the deadline for this Tuesday, but it doesn't mean you've passed the deadline for other things coming up. Okay, now, multiple races. Let's talk about this. You got some contested incumbents around here with primaries. State Senator Tom Butler, the Democrat turned Republican, who lost to Bill Holtzclaw in 2010 and again in 2014. Bill Holtzclaw, like me, decided not to run again. Tom Butler got his old seat back as a Republican this time and is now having to run against Bill Holtzclaw again. This is like deja vu all over again. That's right here in the Huntsville area. You've got multiple races like in there are certain state house races. Representative Pronti Robertson, I know he has a primary with Ernie Yarbrough, and that's over the Shoals area. I believe we have a hotly contested race for an open seat being vacated by Mike Ball, Representative Mike Ball, another one by Representative and Speaker of the House, Mac McCutcheon. So those are all happening in the listening area, and I believe I'm missing one or two. But then you've also got statewide races, lots of them. Lots of them with Republican primaries and Democrat primaries. Believe it or not, there is actually a Democrat primary for governor. I don't give them a snowball's chance in the end, but there's a Democrat primary going on for governor. I believe there are candidates for the U.S. Senate race. But the Republicans race is where this is going to wind up ending up. Because within the U.S. Senate race, there are actually six candidates, but the top three are the ones that are going to be in the running. Recent polls show Katie Britt on top, but not by a huge margin. Depends on which poll you look at. And then you see Mike Durant and Mo Brooks, Congressman Mo Brooks, going back and forth depending again on which poll you look at. One's in second, the other's in third. Then they swap. They're within the margin of error. Hard to tell. What we can tell, though, is that there's a ton of money being dumped in on these races. A ton of money being dumped in on that U.S. Senate race in particular. Here's a story on AL.com. Yes, I went to AL.com. I have to do that sometimes because I have to know what the other side's thinking. AL.com, storyline dated yesterday. Title, Mitch McConnell Group gives $2 million to oppose Mo Brooks' Senate bid. Mitch McConnell Group gives $2 million to oppose Mo Brooks' Senate bid. By the way, this is not necessarily incumbent protection. It just means that Mitch McConnell likes Katie Britt. Now, Mitch McConnell knows Katie Britt, and Mitch McConnell works with Richard Shelby, and Katie Britt used to be Richard Shelby's chief of staff. So there's a strong connection. But what's to me is kind of funny is in the article, there are multiple places where they quote Katie Britt's campaign as saying, these out-of-state D.C. super PACs should stay out of Alabama. Do you know where she's getting her money? Massive amounts of money from out-of-state D.C. super PACs. So the first one to talk about in this article is Mitch McConnell, a super PAC affiliated with Mitch McConnell, the Kentucky senator and North Alabama native, because he was born here, has contributed $2 million to a super PAC opposing Brooks's election. Opposing Mo Brooks, while also supporting one of his opponents, former Senator Richard Shelby Chief of Staff Katie Britt. Now, the name of the PAC is called Alabama's Future. It has spent more than $3.5 million this year opposing Brooks' candidacy while spending about $525,000 supporting Britt. In other words, massive amounts of money. Why is that? Why would you think that Mitch McConnell does not want, he's spending more money to prevent Brooks from coming up than he is spending to get Katie Britt to come up. Now, granted, by keeping Brooks tamped down, he's helping Katie Britt. But look at it. Why does Mitch McConnell not want Mo Brooks up there? Well, I'll tell you a personal story on that. And I've said it on the air before, but I'll just say it again. I was, when Senator Sessions stepped down to become the Attorney General, it left Governor Bentley with the statutory requirement, or constitutional requirement, I believe, to appoint his successor. If it was a congressional representative, it would have been a special election. Because it was U.S. Senate, it's appointed by the governor. I wound up being on the short list. So I was one of six or seven people that Governor Bentley interviewed to take Senator Sessions' place. I'm sitting in the interview in the governor's office, and Governor Bentley and I are talking. He's looking at my resume, and then he kind of glances over. He's got a sticky note on the table next to him. He picks up the sticky note, and he goes, "Look at this." And I said, "What's that?" He said, "McConnell. McConnell's called me twice today already. Keep saying, whatever you do, don't send me one of those Freedom Caucus types." Well, you notice who didn't get that job? Me. But that also tells you what Mitch McConnell does not want. He does not want somebody up there with conservative street cred. Now, Katie Britt, I know her personally. I like her a lot. I mean, she's a fine person. But she's now aligning herself completely with the McConnell wing of the caucus, whereas Mo Brooks is firmly entrenched in his fight against McConnell. In fact, he even started a series. He opened a website called FireMcConnell.com, and he's doing town halls where he calls them Fire McConnell town halls. That just tells you something. So we have a complete polar opposite issue going on here. Meanwhile, as all that's going on, Mike Durant's getting just pummeled by Katie Britt's groups also. And as you're looking at the spending, you can see the same group, Alabama's Future, the anti-Brooks PAC, has received substantial contributions from donors who have backed Shelby in the past. It says $3 million from Jimmy Rain, Great Southern Wood, the yellow fella. And then you've also got two Texas-based super PACs that are spending millions to help get Britt elected. One of them is called Alabama Christian Conservatives. Well, by the way, don't let the name fool you. We don't know anything about them. They're not necessarily Alabama Christian Conservatives, but it sure looks great when you see this ad bought and paid for by Alabama Christian Conservatives. Really? No. That's like when I was a kid, I remember ordering a record off of the TV. You know, all the latest hits for 1999. And it was, by the original artists. It turns out they were all cover songs by a band whose name was the original artists. Yes, that's what it means when you see a PAC called Alabama Christian Conservatives. It's about the same thing. It says that Alabama Christian Conservatives has contributed almost $3 million to another PAC called Alabama Rhino, which is opposing Durant's candidacy. So, yeah, this is what we got going on right now. Lots of money being spent on behalf of Katie Britt. Tons of money being spent on behalf of Katie Britt, whether it be to suppress her candidate or her opposition or to promote her own candidacy. Well, right now, according to AL.com, a big chunk of that is coming from Mitch McConnell. All right, take us to the break, Copper. We're going to come back and keep this kind of train moving. Top of the hour, we got 1819's chief editor, Ray Mellick, coming on to talk politics with us, break down some things that they've put together in one of their summaries, came out yesterday on 1819news.com. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right in Sweet Home, Alabama. So I got a caller on line four, so I'll just grab that real quick. Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing today?
Doing mighty fine, sir. I hope you all are as well.
We are. What's on your mind?
Well, as far as McConnell bouncing back and forth on things and who he's supporting, Katie Britt, Mike Durant, Mo Brooks, all three from everything together, wonderful people. But one of the things that I think that he wants somebody malleable. Congressman Mo Brooks is not. He has his feet set on the Constitution in stone. And the others might have too, but they've not been in those positions before, and they might be able to be pushed around, is what I believe Mr. McConnell is trying to do. The other two are more malleable. That's just an opinion. And y'all have a great day. Thanks.
You too, man. Appreciate you, Brian. Thank you very much. All right. There's an opinion. Well, listen, there's others out there too right now. There's a story on 1819 News. We were talking about the money in the race that is making the most impact, and that majority of that money is in Katie Britt's campaign or on behalf of Katie Britt's campaign. So another story on 1819 News has came out about some questionable donations that she's received, one of which just came in $200,000 from a man by the name of Hugh Culverhouse. Some of y'all may remember Hugh Culverhouse back in 2019. He's a big Florida landowner, a UA, University of Alabama graduate, who, when we saw the passage of Alabama's abortion law in 2019, he had just given a huge donation to the school and had School of Business, one of the major schools, the building was named after him. He'd given an extraordinary amount of money. He then, though, when the passage of the abortion law came through, he encouraged UA students to boycott the university because he's a pro-choice individual. And so now he's just given $200,000 to Katie Britt's campaign. Now, that doesn't mean Katie Britt is pro-choice. She's out there on the stump every day saying, no, I'm pro-life, and I believe her. I believe she's pro-life. The question is, people are saying, you've got so much money in your campaign right now, why would you take his when, you know, you and your husband are both University of Alabama graduates? Wesley played football for Alabama. Katie was the president of the SGA. And yet they're taking money from a guy that has excoriated that university and is pro-choice in his leanings. The other donations that caught some attention, though, too. Oh, by the way, Culverhouse also donated $250,000 to Planned Parenthood to assist in the boycott of University of Alabama. And they also took his name down off the building, by the way. And they refunded, by the way, they voted to refund the $21.5 million they had received from Culverhouse. It's huge. That's how significant this was. The other things that have come on, she received a $5,800 donation. And then, you know, $5,800 is big doings to you and I in the world of running for a U.S. Senate race. It's not that big, but it's still $5,800 from a guy named Daniel Lieb. He's a billionaire New York hedge fund manager who's taken a lot of pro-LGBTQ positions over the years. She also received support from Alabama's Future PAC, which is spent $500,000 in her favor. But Alabama's Future PAC has a 100% mostly false rating from PolitiFact that studies to see whether or not campaign advertising is truthful. And they say that PolitiFact, spending $500,000 on Katie Britt, has a 100% false rating. That's interesting. All right, so there's a lot of money in this race. Well, we're going to come back after the top of the hour with Ray Melick, my friend, who is the chief editor of 1819 News. Story on 1819 that came out yesterday was breaking down the U.S. Senate race by polling, talking about the expectations. A few things we've covered a little bit we'll advance on, like where the money's going, and then probably talk to him for a few minutes about what he's seeing in other races. I'm curious, does he share the same perspective that we have here on this show, that there will be a runoff in the governor's race, that there will be a runoff in the U.S. Senate race, that there will likely be a runoff in the Congressional District 5 race with Casey Wardinsky and Dale Strong and others. I'm just saying, lots of moving parts. And this election season, we might be smelling the barn, but we ain't there yet. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Short break, coming back with Ray Melick from 1819 News. Y'all stay tuned.